The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought we would continue our little walk through the Old Testament that we have been doing for the past couple months or so, because I love these Old Testament readings. And this week, and only this week, we're hearing from the book of Judges. So Judges is one of the most underappreciated Old Testament books, and it takes place after the time of Moses and before the time of King David. Or more specifically, it's the story of what happens to Israel after Joshua and the conquest of the Promised Land, but before the coming of the great prophet Samuel. It was a time of terrible distress for the people. It was a time of social, political, and religious instability. And when things got very, very bad for the Israelite people, God sent helpers to help them through their difficult times, and these became known as the 12 judges. Okay, so when you hear the word judge, don't think courtroom judge. The word actually translates as champions. Okay, so this was our first reading was from the book of Champions. And the story unfolds something like this. The people break God's commandments, they disobey the covenant, and then they get attacked by their enemies. And then they cry out to God for help. And God comes to their assistance. He sends them a rescuer. He sends them a judge who delivers them from their difficulty. And then the judge dies. And the whole process starts all over again. Breaking the commandments, attacked by the enemies, cry out to God for help, send another judge. That's the story of the book of Judges. Okay, but here's what makes the book interesting. It's that all the judges have terrible flaws. This is not a book of 12 saints. Every one of the judges has some fatal flaw. For example, you've heard of one of the judges. The most famous of all of them is the mighty judge Samson, right? God's Old Testament strongman. Do you remember what Samson's fatal flaw was? Yeah, it was a young lady named Delilah. But every judge had a flaw. The judge Deborah, she had a fiery temper, right? Or the judge Jephthah was rash and reckless, never thought before he acted. Every judge had a flaw, but God worked through all of them in spite of themselves, because in spite of themselves, they all trusted in the Lord. That's really the most important message of the book of Judges. Now contrast that with the story of the rich young man right here in the gospel. Here's a guy who's got everything going for him. He's smart, he's talented, he's virtuous, he's kept all the commandments. However, unlike the judges, who despite their faults heard the voice of God and said yes, the rich young man, despite having everything going for him in God's ledger, hears the voice of God and says no. And God is a gentleman. He will force himself on nobody. He will respect your free will. And what you and I need to learn how to do is how to respect God's commandments, have proper hatred for our faults, but still have enough trust in the Lord to say yes in spite of ourselves when we hear his call. That's actually part of the message of our saint for today, St. John Eudes. St. John Eudes was a priest in France in the 1600s, and he ministered to the people in a time of a heresy known as Jansenism. I've told you about Jansenism before, you might remember. It was a heresy with many, many faults, including a depraved understanding of human nature and a terrible moral rigorism that would understand God sending any soul to hell, even for the slightest moral infraction. It was terribly disheartening to the people. And St. John Eudes dedicated his life to trying to counteract that. Now, in our own time, we do not have a problem with moral rigorism, do we? No, we have the exact opposite problem. We have a problem with moral laxity. We don't think the slightest moral infraction will send you to hell. Rather, we think that everybody's going to heaven except for maybe Hitler, right? It's about what it takes. And what we need to learn how to do is take the message that St. John Eudes took to heart, the message that the judges had in their heart, and that is a proper respect for the Lord's commandments, an understanding of our need to continually repent, and yet, in spite of ourselves, an understanding that God can work through us all along the way. So you fall into sin, and you fall into sin, and you fall into sin again. If you feel guilty about it, if you feel bad about it, I always say that's a good thing. It's healthy to do the wrong thing and to feel guilty about it. Just like it's healthy to put your hand on a stove and say, ouch, that hurts, right? It shows that you're properly functioning. But don't lose heart. And never forget that in spite of your weakness, God's strength is even more powerful. I like to say, when God called you to his service, he already factored in your stupidity. Okay? So don't lose heart. Press on in God's service. And like the judges of old, continue to say yes. And we'll ask the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John Eudes, pray for us.